means you have a talented tongue. The first in the Trollish for the Easily Excited series. Written by Nextian. Read by Opalsong. "I don't think I have it yet," Rose says, spreading Kanaya's knees a little further apart. The girl's head jerks forward involuntarily, then rolls back as Rose leans in, close to the curves of the unfamiliar biology, close enough that she's warm when she says, "Rubah." Kanaya gasps and laughs. "Your accent is atrocious." "I know," Rose says. "It's the alveolar approximant, English's weak little imitation of the sound." She tries a tap, just for the pleasure of it. "Ro, ro, ro." Aspirates it. "Ro." "It is a trill," Kanaya says. "Rupa." "Rupa," Rose says. Her tongue slides up Kanaya's flap, searching for that mysterious spot that makes the other girl buck, and Kanaya keens, and Rose wishes she had perfect pitch so she could catalog that, too. Her tongue flickers. Kanaya inhales, an ingressive, a scent, and Rose pulls back a little to look at her, and Kanaya ingresses her yes again so hard that Rose is afraid she'll strain something. She turns her attention back downwards. "Maybe with two fingers." She crooks. Kanaya's babbling now, a series of words she can't understand at all, though she catches cases, her own name transformed. "Ros. Ros ach." And she rocks forward on Kanaya's long, long string of vowels. The next time they do this, they're alchemizing her a vibrator. She's wet now, just from listening. The more so when Kanaya leans forward and in English, almost bent all out of recognition, says, "Please, don't stop." When Kanaya comes, Rose is so aroused, she almost thinks she can come just from watching her. But instead, she slips her hand back down. Kanaya's half-lidded eyes open again to watch her. Blurrily, she says, "Kosach." "Tell me what it means." Trust Kanaya to play bilingual rhyme games as an incentive. Trust Rose, she must admit, for it to work. "Ach," Rose says. "You said that before. It's an inflection. Affection. Properly, it is pity that one does not wish to stop feeling." "And kos'a?" Kanaya says. "It is related to one of yesterday's words." "Kas'a," Rose says. She bites her lip, manages blood. "It is the general. Fluid." Kanaya may be talking like she's drunk, but she is a transcendent green now. And Rose can take a hint. She laughs, and when she says, "Who taught you such shocking vocabulary?" it's only half a joke. "Careful," Kanaya says, perfectly calm. "At this rate, your kosach will stain the sheets." "Motherfucker," Rose breathes, and comes. "So she's teaching you linguistics, huh?" Dave says, sliding her notes back across the table. "The tip of the tongue trips to the motherfucking teeth these days. Getting pretty hot and heavy, Lalonde. You'd better be careful or she'll show you an ankle." She straightens a page, smiling down at a diacritic. "You know," she says, "John is practically bilingual." "Oh, God," Dave mutters. "This is going on the list of shit I did not want to think about. This is the list of shit, parts A on through beyond a zebra, inclusive." "You should study," Rose says. "You might find it instructive." The end. The book of love has no labial consonants. The second in the Trollish for the Easily Excited series. Written by Nextian. Read by Opalsong. So, Karkat's yelling at him in Troll. That means that, if time still had any meaning in the Vale, it'd be a day ending in Y. On Alternia, it'd be a day ending in Hrocht, John guesses. That doesn't help. No, of course, why would I have a problem with that? Karkat yells at him. In Troll. In fact, next time, sell tickets. Come one, come all, to the Pale Parade. Terezi can make posters. They'll be in fucking Technicolor. There can be a cartoon of you sucking my nook. If you want, we can label it so even Aridin can understand what the hell's happening. John, Karkat, revolting public displays of weakness. Jeez, John says, valiantly keeping a straight face. John's life is a difficult one. But that is why he is the heir of being super cool. I don't know, Karkat. I don't think that'd sell very well. Finally, some English up-ins, Dave is saying to Rose, as Karkat inhales for another volley. You want to give me some closed captions here? You know, you're right, Karkat jabs a finger in John's direction. We wouldn't sell many tickets, because I cannot imagine ever filling a pail with you voluntarily. I would rather stab myself in the eye with two rusty food tongs. I would rather go down on Arthur. I would rather sleep with Kanaya. Excuse me, says Rose, with enormous affront. To Dave, he's impugning everybody's honor. What was that thing he kept saying? Dave says. Ah, Jose? I'll tell you when you're older. Guys, John says, pleadingly. It's kind of hard to concentrate on my fight with my boyfriend. Oh, I am not your boyfriend, Karkat says. I'm not your boyfriend, I'm not your Moiraile, I'm not your mate Sprit, and before you get any bright ideas, I wouldn't condescend to be your kismesis if you were the most foul-smelling grubfucker in the world, which is lucky, because that is what you are. Tants Enga, Rose says. From Tants A, fated partner, and Enga, the inflection for hate. Wow, Dave whistles. I did not think there was a word that could sound stupider than kismesis. And yet... And now your friends are sitting there acting like I'm a fucking speak and say, Karkat yells. I'll tell you what the goddamn cow says, you nook-sucking cunts. The cow says, this is not your free dinner and a show. Nook-sucking, Rose says, in meticulous English. And of course, cunts. John claps both hands over his ears. I'm not listening anymore. Right, typical, just ignore every rational point I... And I'm not promising not to make out with you in the lab anymore, John adds in a rush. You're just going to have to deal with it. There's a silence. After a minute, John lowers one of his hands. Rose and Dave are staring at him, of course. Karkat's speechless. His face is flushed so dark, it's a miracle he ever covered up his blood color at all. Sorry, John says. I mean, I'll... Karkat swallows. Did you just speak troll? Says John, bilingually. Because, Karkat says, it sounded like you just said... Okay, John says. Now that Karkat's pointed it out, he feels weird stopping. He picks his way around the next sentence. I don't know, I picked up some stuff. He coughs. You yell at me kind of a lot, dude. Oh my god! Karkat says. Oh my god! John, that palatal was remarkable. Rose says. Have you been practicing? Shut up! Carcat says, in English. Come here. John takes a wary step towards him, and Carcat fists his hand in John's shirt and drags him in for a kiss, toothy enough that he yelps, but doesn't think about pulling away. When Carcat finally lets him go, there's red blood in his mouth. It might be his. John says, so is that a yes on making out in the lab? Shut the fuck up, Carcat reiterates, and leans his head against John's. Maybe, he says. Maybe you should talk about it some more. The end. Cultural sensitivity. The third in the Trollish for the Easily Excited series. Written by Nextian. Read by Opalsong. Where the problem begins is where it always begins. The moment in the tirade when Carcat has some kind of rage neurism and forgets he speaks English because he is the all-powerful hissy fit god of their universe. He says something like, you are the Tonko in my goddamn hay! And John kind of wants to cry. This time, it's particularly bad because they're right in the middle of the lab. Yes, Carcat has scared and or bored everyone else out of it. But seriously, the middle of the lab. Transportalizer right there. Computers everywhere. Someone probably haunting them. It is not a good occasion for John to have a linguistic party in his pants. Engaze! Carcat screams. That's a regular feature. And then, something, something, and something, something, fuck, something, if something. By now, his English words are getting kind of weird, the vowels going sour. Oh my god, John says. You know I can't. And here we go. Carcat lets out a long string of words that are totally incomprehensible, grating, and buzzing, and clicking. And can human mouths even do that? There are those African tribes that click, aren't there? Maybe he could do that thing where Carcat's whole mouth closes and then a smack and his mouth goes wide and his tongue curls under and then it brushes the back of his teeth and... yeah, he's still screaming and all, but John can't take his eyes away from that tongue. It's dancing all over his mouth. You'd think exposure would make this better, but nope! He's still getting off on what is probably something about how he, John, fucks hoof beasts. That's it. Think about hoof beasts. The pressure in his genes lightens up a little. He casts his mind out frantically. Hoof beasts. Roaming around Alternia with weird outsized faces. Cantering across the plains. Swearing at John and Troll. Carcat stopped. John realizes. And says the first thing that comes into his head, which is, how can you talk so fast with those teeth? Wow, Carcat says. Whoa. I did not realize I could hate you more. And yet, there it is. No, seriously, John says. Don't you cut your tongue? Not when I'm speaking Troll, dipshit, Carcat snaps. Your language? Hatha roskiato erre. Fine, you know what? John says, and launches himself at Carcat's face. Those teeth are really, really sharp from the inside, too. John pulls back almost immediately, thinking, consent! Consent is sexy! But Carcat just makes a growl in his chest that John definitely knows humans can't do, and yanks him back in, both hands curling up so tight in his shirt, John's a little worried about the green slime ghost. That is, before Carcat gets his tongue going, and yeah, it's just as fast and bendy as it is in Carcat's mouth. And wow, this should be really, really unattractive. It's like they're tongue wrestling. He wants to laugh, and also to keep doing this for the rest of his life. Carcat is still growling. It doesn't seem to have anything to do with air. John's mouth hurts after a while, and he pulls away, just enough to spit out a little bit of blood. "Is this okay?" John says, breathless and suddenly freaked out. "Is this, I mean, it's not like, I don't know, is that..." Carquette says something with about 6 Z's in it. He says it again. He says it a couple more times, actually, before enough blood escapes John's cock to register that this is probably something important that he's ranting about, and John should ask him what he means in English. "It means yes," Terezi says, from somewhere behind them. Oh my god, how long has she been there? Actually, it means yes, 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 shut the fuck up, yes, but I figured you were in a hurry. Hi, John says. Now he's blushing. This is not indicative of his status as a sexy sex god of sex. Terezi, this is kind of private. It's the middle of the lab, Carquette rasps out. There is no word that applies less to this situation. But she's looking at us, John hisses. What if you... Fuck her, Carquette says. Only no, fuck me. Do you need that again in translation, or... Yes, John says, on a wild surmise. Carquette looks like he's just been hit on the side of the head with a pipe. What? Yes, John says again, more firmly. I need that again in translation. Carquette says. Ahostahra. It even has the thing with the R's. John kisses him again, and this time he's apparently launched his face with enough force that it takes them to the floor. Ow, fuck, Carquette says, and John says, shh, shut up, shut up, oh my god, Carquette. And Carquette, amazingly, shuts up, which is like a sex-based superpower. And John decides to test it out again by saying, okay, okay, take off my shirt. And Carquette says, you're going to have to move your hands, asshole. Which is basically a yes. And then John shifts, and he realizes Carquette's bulge is digging into his stomach. It's kind of like kryptonite to his sex power, he guesses. Because suddenly, all he wants to do is make sure that Carquette gets exactly what he wants. Ahos, John says. And then forgets the second half of the word, and guesses, Tur-re? No, no, oh my god, what do you think you are? A frasufrati? Carquette says. That's not, what the fumfblirkr? Because John has decided that enough talking. It is now officially makeouts hour. His tongue is bleeding a little. More distracting is the fact that he is seriously dying here, and Terezi is sitting right there, laughing like a hyena. And he's just not going to come all over Carquette and his jeans right in front of her. He has his pride. Carquette hisses in a breath, and then, out loud, Zeze. Okay. So maybe that was a lie. Terezi's gone by the time he's really thinking about moving again. Which doesn't stop him from blushing again. Even his elbows are turning pink. Carquette's staring at him, wide-eyed. And John looks down at himself, self-consciously. What? You're skinnier than I am. It's your blood, you idiot! Carquette snaps, blushing himself. It's just... It's all over you, okay? Oh, John says. He sits back. He thinks he might be smiling like a goofball. You're in luck, he tells Carquette, very seriously. I'm an expert in cultural sensitivity. The end. What the fumfblirk? Ugh. Alphabets. Written by Nextian. Read by Opalsong. Part 4 of the Trollish for the Easily Excited series. Terezi arrives pretty much right away, which goes to show that girls are not to be trusted. She actually materializes behind him like there's a teleporter on his bed and she has the key to it. The only clue he gets that she's coming is the creak of the box springs before her knees are resting against his spine and her chin in his shoulder. "Hey, cool kid," she says. "So, I hear you're in need of a linguistic assistant." "Your chin is so bony, it ought to be in a museum," Dave says, putting a casual hand around the back of her neck. "It's the fossilized grandfather of chins from which all other chins descend. My chin feels a little jealous just being next to it." "Obviously, your chin should be next to my chin a lot more," she says. "So get used to it. We don't want it to show weakness." "You can't murder my chin," Dave says. "That's one of the human relationship rules I forgot to mention." "Ugh, God, there are so many," she says in great disgust, and stands, leaving a little chin divot in his shoulder. "So, you want the tutelage of the great Terezi Pyrope. Hold still, I'm going to sit in your lap." "Yeah, sure, lay it on me," he says. "Feed me some knowledge. Stick it right in my craw. Vomit it up. Some chicks are into that, right?" "You are the grossest person," Terezi informs him. "Also, you stink of lies and insincerity." "I don't know what you're talking about," Dave says, shifting on the mattress. It's her hips that are digging into him now, not to mention her ass. "Seriously, I'm so hot for your troll words." "What do you have against learning troll anyway?" Terezi demands. "It's a proud and noble language. It has 700 different words for murder." He lies down flat. He kind of likes the way she looks from this angle, up nostril shots and all. All of which sound like they're from Saturday morning cartoons. "Only in English. In troll, they're awesome." "Yeah, yeah. Tolpenge," he says. The first word he actually learned in troll. "Your fucking language. It's like your old German." "We are the gods of German too, you know," she says. "It isn't our fault you all speak the same language. It's not even the best language. It's just a language." "Okay, whatever," he says, mostly to stop the abuse. "Fine, school feed me. Break out the blackboard. Write down the secrets to life and weird noises." When she gets an inspired look in her eye, he realizes he's just made a horrible mistake. "No. Oh, no, 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 no," he says. "No!" Except for that they have long since established a long and convoluted series of safe words, and no isn't any of them. And his traitorous hands aren't doing a goddamn thing to get rid of her. "No, I am not your canvas." "But you just said you were," Terezi says reasonably. "Okay, take off your shirt. I'm getting the chalk." Now he's fucked. Now if he acts like he's bothered by it, she's going to be like, "Oh, you're not ironic, huh, cool kid?" And also, she wants to do it. And he's not very good at telling Terezi Pyrope that she can't have what she wants. Him and the rest of the world. She's coming back now, wolf whistling at the odor of his naked chest. And, as is customary, she bends down to lick it. And then stops. "Can't be getting this wet," she says. "It's so hard to write like that." "I'm just waiting for you to figure out that chalk doesn't write on skin," he says, as she settles back, pretty much right onto his dick. Apparently, as an afterthought, she takes off her shirt. "This is going to be really short-lived." "Then I'm just going to have to write harder," she says with a broad grin. "I could use my nails if you want." No. Chalk is awesome. Sign me up for the Chalk fan club," Dave says, hurriedly, And then immediately is forced to confront how unironically he means that when she takes the blue and swirls her tongue around it. Carefully. The end getting darker and stickier as he watches. When it touches his chest, he has to stifle a yelp. It's so goddamn cold. And she notices this and grins again. The first mark is just a straight line. "So, what are you writing on me, anyway?" he says, as she curves another line to meet it. "Leetspeak is cool, you guys?" "Don't be ridiculous, Dave," she says. She traces the letter she's drawn with the very tip of one nail. "This is a serious lesson. I'm writing something very important." "Okay, let me guess," he says. She dots it, and he cranes his neck a little. "Hey, I know that one." "I'm so proud of you," she says gleefully. She has to lick the chalk again, and he gives it his full attention. "What is it?" "It's T, or whatever," he says. "You probably don't have the letter T. Trollish is probably all letter names like the death of the innocent in my mouth." "Yes," she says. "Good job. Te is for Teresa blah 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 withdrawal. Trolls have a terrible language," he says. The next letter is still wet, and she leans down very close and blows across it. It feels like his whole skin is shivering at once. "You were so close," she admonishes him. "That's all the consonants. I'm putting in the vowels now. What color should I use?" "This is a trick question," he says. "I don't answer trick questions." "That is why you are too cool for school," she says, drawing her tongue down the red chalk. Halfway through the mark, his dick makes a monumental effort for freedom, and she starts laughing, smudging the vowel. "Dave, you ruined it," she said. "You're just going to have more self-control, or I'll hold you in tempt of the court." He twists his hips up against her. "Oh, sure," he says. "But what if I seduce the chief legislacerator first?" "That would be terrible," she says, which is almost what I'm writing now. He squints down at it, anything to keep himself from thinking too hard about the feathery touch of chalk against his chest. Te, and he doesn't even think he can guess about the vowels. But he knows the last one, because it looks so fucking stupid, and it's just about everywhere. That's the Z. "Jesus," he says. Now he has to try not to laugh, too. "You signed your name." "See," she says. She hooks her thumb through her belt loops and starts working off her jeans. As they dip past her thighs, he is immediately aware of the fact that she's got nothing else to take off. Still half trapped in them, she slides backwards. "I told you I was a good teacher. You're learning already." "I'm learning not to let my psycho girlfriend loose on me with chalk," he says. At least, that's what he wants to say. That's the comeback he's got all lined up. And then her ass touches his dick, and he just says, "Property of Teresi Pie Rope," she sing-songs, lowering herself onto him. "Do not touch." Maybe this whole thing wasn't a bust after all, he thinks, hazily, as she starts moving faster. He can't actually tell if she said that in English. The end.